That's a robot. Well, Sally Tinker, the world's foremost inventor under the age of 12, has you covered in the book called Brobot. The book originally released in 2016, but today it's being re-released fully in colour and is the first in the Sally Tinker series to get this update. James Foley is the author and illustrator behind it all and joins us this morning to discuss the new colour versions and what led him to revisit the series. Good morning, James. Thanks for joining me on The Record.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So thinking back to when you first wrote the book, where did the idea come from for a robot brother?
Well, officially it came from just some random sketches in my sketchbook. I just drew this little inventor-looking girl holding a spanner and there was a robot baby on the same page. But I think probably subconsciously, it probably comes from me being a bossy older sibling. I think that would probably be the answer if you asked my younger brother or younger sister, I think.
I really appreciate Sally Tinker's dry humour in the book, looking towards the reader as if to say, see what I have to deal with when her brother does something. How important is humour to you to connect with your readers?
Oh, humour is everything. It's so important, not just in books, but in just general life. I think we all need to be able to laugh at stuff. And so, yeah, I think if you're going to hook readers in, especially young readers, you've got to make it funny. You've got to make some laughs in there.
And Brobot is being re-released today, but in colour. What made you decide to revisit your book in this way?
Well, it was actually the publisher's idea. They said, would you like it in colour? And I said, oh, yeah, that would be great. And they said, have you got time to colour it? And I said, no. So they found a wonderful young illustrator who could take care of that for me, Paulina Gomez, who's done a fantastic, amazing job. I think it's really good because being able to update the book, make the pages a little bigger, a little thicker, better quality, and also to fit an extra story in the back, it's just making it basically like a new story and introducing it to a new bunch of readers as well. Because, yeah, that is a really good thing. There is an extra 90-odd pages of an extra story at the back that was previously only published in the school magazine, which is run by the New South Wales Department of Education. So if you get this new edition, you get, like, twice as much story.
Which is all you want when you get a book, something extra in the back, a little story you may not have read before.
Exactly right, exactly right.
So when the process of the artist creating and redeveloping the story into colour, did you have to give, oh, I imagined Sally with this colour shirt or her brother wearing this, did you have to give much information on what you kind of envisioned colour-wise?
Luckily, the cover images of the books were always in colour, so I already knew what the characters were in colour. And I'd done a whole bunch of shorter comics in the school magazine that had the characters in full colour already. So I was able to just pass over files and say, these are the basic colours, make the backgrounds whatever you like, just go for it. So yeah, it was a pretty simple process, and Paulina just knocked it out of the park, did a fantastic job.
Was it difficult for you to hand over all those files and all of that and say, go nuts?
I think, yeah, look, if you'd asked me like 10, 15 years ago at the start of my career, I probably would have really wanted to just do it all myself. But by this stage where I've been around the block a few times, I've done at least 20 books now, and I've got two kids and a dog. So life is a lot busier now, and I just can't do everything by myself. So you've got to learn to delegate at some point. And luckily, Paulina was able to do some sample images too, and we just went, hey, this is great. You've got the knack for this. We know you're going to do a great job. And then I could just trust it to all happen.
With the re-release, when you were going through Paulina's work after she coloured it all, did you make any other small edits or revisions or try to keep it almost the same how it was?
I think there was just a couple of tiny little touch-ups here and there on some character things, on a few little bits of wording. But other than that, it's basically essentially the same as it was in the 2016 edition. Just full colour, beautiful, with twice as much story included. So, yeah, even if you've got the original edition tucked away somewhere, this new one is going to give you heaps more than you had before.
You're listening to On The Record. I'm joined by James Foley and we're discussing the colour edition of his book called Brobot. Like you mentioned earlier, there's an additional story in the back called Salamander. Can you tell us a bit about what it is?
Yeah, so Salamander is a shorter story that first appeared in the school magazine as a comic serialization, and it's a time travel story, which are always fun, a bit of a staple of science fiction. So Sally has discovered that she had an ancient ancestor in the Middle Ages who was a princess, Princess Sylvia, and there's some sort of legend that Princess Sylvia had her castle attacked by a fire-breathing lizard. And it was up to a wizard and a witch and a knight and a little goblin to save the day. And she's like, oh, this is nonsense. There's no such thing as fire-breathing dragons. So in typical Sally fashion, she goes over the top and invents a time machine just so they can go back in time to investigate what happened. But as with all time travel stories, the act of travelling through time tends to have a bit of an effect on the time loop, the time continuum. So maybe something happened that shouldn't have happened, or maybe some things happened that were most supposed to happen all along. But it's lots of fun doing that sort of stuff, time travel.
I was going to say, it is such a fun little story, and seeing her and her friends end up in medieval kind of time period and then having to deal with the consequences of being there. And I love the few little Doctor Who references thrown in as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good to do a few of those as well. Exactly. I've got to say, too, like, if there are any people who are experts in medieval history reading that, I did the bare modicum of research. I made up a lot of things as well. So don't shoot me. Don't fire me. You know, if you need to send me an angry email, go ahead, that's fine. but, yeah, it was more just a fun excuse to do castles and time travel and dragons and all that sort of stuff.
So how does it feel for you to come back to this book and this series and bring it out to the public in an exciting new way?
It was fun. Once you've had a book out there for a while, you're kind of on to the next thing and you're just focusing on whatever's new. But to actually be able to look at these ones with fresh eyes and brighten them up, to add colour, it almost feels like they were always in colour now looking at them. It just has translated really well. And we are going to do the same with the other three books in the series, which are Gastronauts, which is coming out in June, and that will have an extra story at the back of it as well. And then Chickensaurus and Dungzilla. Dungzilla will have an extra story in the back of it too. So they're all going to be in full colour eventually, and it's just going to be really great to see them all together as one new set. It's going to be wonderful.
And what you were saying there about how with the colour version it looks like it was always colour when you look through it, I agree as well, because I remember speaking to you once before about Gastronauts, and now reading this one, it does look like it's always meant to be in colour and nothing's changed.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? I think the black and white does work, but to see it in full colour really brings it to life just that little bit more, and I think kids are going to enjoy it even more than they did before.
This morning we've been talking all about Brobot and how it's re-releasing today as a full colour edition, and how the next books in the series are on their way as well. But before we let you go, throughout this process of working with Paulina on the colour edition, have any ideas for new stories popped up from going back to the series?
Oh, that's a really good question. I did have a couple of extra stories that I thought I would touch on at some point, and whether they will feature Sally and Joe and the crew or whether they'll feature other characters, I'm not really sure at this point. I've been working on a completely other new series of graphic novels called Secret Agent Mole with Scholastic, and book three, which is called Dr. Nude, where the villain is a naked mole rat. That one just came out on the 1st of April, on Monday, so I've been focusing on that at the moment, and also working on some new picture books that'll come out later this year and next year, one with Scholastic and one with Fremantle Press. So, I mean, I haven't got plans just at the moment to do another Sally Tinker story, but, you know, I've learnt to never say never, because I never thought these would come back out in colour.
Doesn't sound like you have a free moment with all the books and things you're working on.
There's still some time to play with the kids, thankfully, and relax and watch some TV. But yeah, I think it's always a busy juggling act being an artist, but, you know, wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, James, thank you so much for joining me on the record once again and telling us about your new colour edition of Brobot.
Thanks so much, Fiona. Have a great day.
You as well. That was James Foley, author and illustrator, joining us to discuss his book, Brobot. It's the first in the Sally Tinker series that is getting a colour edition. It releases today, with the next colour edition launching next month.